And now it's the eat of the week. That's a vegetable that represents good value because it's in season. Mashed, boiled, fried, baked. Well, this one graces our plates most nights of the week, or it used to. The eat of the week is the potato, that starchy tuber that is native to the Americas. The potato is a staple food worldwide, and it's the world's fourth largest food crop after maize, wheat and rice. So recipes at the ready. Text us on 2101 with your favourite ways to eat potatoes. And with us now is Pukekohe potato grower Jay Master. Evening, Jay.
Good evening.
They call it the humble potato, but it's actually quite the star, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is.
There must be hundreds of varieties. So how many do you grow?
We grow 14 varieties, of which in New Zealand, I believe there's an excess of 50 varieties growing.
Wow, can you rattle them all off, those 14?
Now you're really testing me. I think we should move on.
And obviously in separate parts of your farm?
Yes, they're grown at different times of the year. Look, the potatoes are used for multiple purposes. As you mentioned earlier, there's some varieties that are more suitable for boiling the salads. There's other varieties which are better for mashing baking. And there's other varieties which are exceptional for crisping and fries.
Right now, we're in August. Is this like prime potato growing, harvesting time?
Harvesting, yes, yes. This is main crop potatoes.
Well, should we talk about the agria potato? That's one I know off the top of my head. You grow that?
Yes, we do.
And what's this one good for, agria? Everything?
Look, the agria potato is yellow flesh variety. It's good for baking, mashing. It's a great all-round potato. If grown early enough in the season, it can be used for as salads and casseroles, but predominantly, it's really a fluffy potato, which is great for French fries as well.
Ah, yes, of course. And what conditions do they like to grow in?
Okay, so ideally, a potato is a plant that's just out of the frost season when it's not so cold, and the soil's moist but not too wet. And through the summer months are the best months to grow the potatoes. And they generally finish off at the end of autumn, and we can harvest them now. They actually are stored in the ground because it's cool and it's a great place to store them, so we can harvest them before the winter or we harvest them through the winter.
Oh, I'm learning a lot about this, the storage that you have on site. Carrots and parsnips also are stored in the soil.
Yes, correct. It's if the temperatures are cool, it's a natural environment for the potato too.
How do you harvest them, Jay? Is it some kind of big machine?
Yes, they're mechanically harvested with potato harvesters, which are specially designed for potatoes.
And in terms of the calories that potatoes have, because I know a lot of people worry about that, there's just those low-calorie ones that have come out recently. Do you grow them?
Yes, we do grow low-carb potatoes. The low-carb potatoes, what that basically means is the carbohydrate content within them, the low GI as well. And they're a shorter growing day. Potatoes are quite waxy or quite smooth in their texture. So they aren't, they wouldn't be fantastic for crisps or fries or anything like that, but absolutely fantastic for salads.
For salads, oh, okay. And price for potatoes, what can we expect to pay for a kilo of potatoes at the moment?
Oh, at the moment, about $2 a kilo.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Did you have some for your dinner tonight?
We had some. Yes, I did. Our potatoes are a staple.
How do you have them at home?
I actually like mine roasted. Just you pre-boil them. And then you just put them straight in the oven tray with a bit of olive oil, a garlic clove, rosemary, a bit of salt and pepper. And if you're really keen, you can toss some butter in them and you leave the skins on. So they have a crispy skin and they're very soft in the middle. And the great thing is you can have them for a snack the next day.
Yeah, I can tell you really do know your potatoes. You pre-boil them. That's the trick, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah, that keeps them moist inside.
A lot of people can't be bothered doing that, but if you, it's only a few minutes.
Oh, you are what you eat, right?
Yeah. What did you say? You are what you eat?
You are what you eat.
Right. And how do you store them at home?
We store them in a dark, cool area. If they're in a paper bag, they can stay in a paper bag. If they're in a plastic bag, we generally move them. But we store them in a cool, dry, dark area.
How long will they last?
Oh, potatoes are you could store them several weeks, up to a month. It's just depending on the potatoes and the season as well. So main crop potatoes will store up to a month, easily.
And then they might start sprouting or whatever.
Yeah, which there's nothing wrong when they sprout. It just means they're going through the natural cycle because potatoes respire. Just knock off the sprout and use the potato as you would.
And right now, what's the potato of the moment?
I'll be with Agria's.
Agria now. So if we're going shopping tomorrow, we're going to the food market, we'd go for the Agria.
Yes, we'd go for the Agria.
Thank you very much, Jay, for teaching us a little bit about the potato.
No, you're most welcome.
It's Jay Master, who grows potatoes in Pukekohe.